The protracted battle for control of the Victorian dairy business, Warrnambool Cheese and Butter, is finally over. Yesterday, Australia's biggest dairy exporter, Murray Goulburn, formally withdrew its $530 million takeover offer for WCB, ending that three-way tussle which started last September with a bid from New South Wales' Bega Cheese. The victor in the cheese wars would turn out to be neither of WCB's Australian suitors, but rather the Canadian dairy giant Saputo, which raised its bid to more than $9.50 a share to take out the prize. Murray Goulburn, though, says it hasn't given up its ambitions to become a major player in Asia. Murray Goulburn Chief Executive is Gary Helou, who joins us from Melbourne. Gary Helou, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning, Fran.
Barry Helou, I want to talk about the future for Murray Goulburn and the dairy industry, but first, can we just reflect for a moment on the immediate past? How disappointed are you that WCB fell to a foreign bidder? Do you still believe it wasn't a fair fight?
Well, obviously, we're quite disappointed. We were determined to win the battle, but unfortunately, the regulatory framework, the competition regulatory framework, played out in a way where Saputo, the Canadian firm, received FIRB clearance in mid-November, whilst our case with the Australian Competition Tribunal wasn't set to conduct its process till the 5th of February. So there was a misalignment of the timeline, which meant that we were really never in there with a chance.
Because what that meant was that WCB actually couldn't actively, shareholders couldn't actively consider your bid until you had that approval, yeah?
Correct. Basically, interestingly enough, we had the highest bid on the table at $9.50. That was our price, and Saputo's was at $9, rising to $9.20, $9.40, ultimately to $9.60 if they get above 90%. So, on the face of it, we had the highest bid on the table, but WCB shareholders couldn't accept into our bid because we had to clear the Australian Competition Tribunal hurdle.
Was it a mistake then, in your view, for the Treasurer Joe Hockey to wave through that FIRB approval for Saputo so quickly late last year, presumably in the knowledge that, you know, you with the highest bid on the table had to wait for that lengthy regulatory process?
There certainly is a lesson from this that in the future, when there are bidders going through different processes in the competition regulatory framework, the timeline should be respected. In other words, no single party should get a timeline advantage because of fast or slow approval processes. So we hope that the government and the regulators, the competition regulators, will look at this case and rectify what I think is a fault line in approvals.
Was it a clash in your view of the sort of political pressures versus the good regulatory process? Were you a victim of the political process because the government had blocked the foreign takeover of GrainCorp and yet was promising, the Abbott government was promising it was open for business? It waved through Saputo's bid. Do you think that that's what went on to the detriment of you and Bega Cheese?
Well, I'm not sure what played out within FIRB, but we were surprised by the speed of approval. We were hoping for a level playing field, certainly in our own country. You'd think that that you'd be playing on an equal ground, but in this case, it wasn't. I just hope for the future that that all bidders will have equal opportunity to contest the battle. This time, we led the fight. We were very very focused on winning it, and we were the tactically more creative right along. Remember, the Warrnambool prices were, well, the Warrnambool bid price at one stage was backed by the Warrnambool board at a price of $7. So it was Murray Goulburn's bidding and tactics that that eventually got it up to the $9.50 number.
Do you think, Gary, do you think that if you had won that approval from the competition regulators, if that had been on signed, sealed and delivered, do you think Murray Goulburn would have won the takeover battle?
I think we had a very good chance. I was very confident in our own chances. I think the shareholders and the farmers would have backed the Murray Goulburn bid on a number of grounds, mainly because of the synergies and the value add that we were going to deliver to not only the dairy farmers but also the rural communities and the Australian dairy industry as it postures to be more successful in tackling the rising Asian markets.
It's 8:10 on Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Gary Helou, who's Chief Executive of the Victorian Dairy Co-op Murray Goulburn. Speaking about our region, last week you described Saputo's victory as a lost opportunity for the Australian dairy industry. What exactly did you mean?
Well, there is no question that Australia, like the rest of other great dairying export nations such as New Zealand and the EU and America, is looking towards Asia with a lot of enthusiasm. The Asian market is rising. We're seeing the greatest rise in consumer markets, particularly in dairy, that we've ever seen. So Australia, being geographically so close, was in a Trump position to take advantage of this. To do this properly, you need to have scale. Scale matters. Most of the successful dairying nations have very large dairy companies operating in them. For example, in New Zealand, you have Fonterra, which is the world's largest dairy company. In Europe, you have two massive giants called Arla and Friesland Campina. Interestingly, Friesland Campina is the result of a merger of two giant European companies. Australia needs that scale because scale brings efficiency, it brings cost leadership, ultimately it brings reach to those great markets.
Just on that, I mean, has Australia already lost out to New Zealand? As you say, Fonterra is there. New Zealand has stolen the march in that sense. It's the world's largest dairy company. Australian dairy production has gone backwards over the past decade. What are we doing wrong? What are you doing?
We have gone backwards. The Australian dairy industry has declined by 25% over the last 10 years, whilst New Zealand or Fonterra has doubled its size. We used to be equivalent in terms of production 10 years ago or 12 years ago. What happened was we fragmented in Australia. These are the processes, the players in the domestic market. Whilst in other markets such as Europe or New Zealand, there has been a concentration of scale, and we've seen government and processes coming together to put the framework for a very efficient industry basis that's export oriented and Asian, just has clear Asian orientation. I don't think we've lost the game in the long term. Australia, we're still at the beginning of the rise of Asian consumers in dairy foods. Australia is a great dairying nation, provided we have the right foundation, i.e. companies that are efficient, that are connected to those consumer markets, we can do it. And I think Murray Goulburn was well positioned to lead this. And the opportunity to combine Murray Goulburn and Warrnambool was exactly that, to create more scale, more export orientation to start the fight back.
Well, with WC off the table now for you, not available, I mean, nevertheless, your company has walked away from this with some major booty because the bidding war pushed up the price for WCB to at least $9.50, maybe $9.60 a share. With 17.7% stake, that means your company walks away with $93 million. If you're talking about more scale and consolidation, what are you intending to do with its capital? And would MG be looking at a company like Bega for takeover?
Well, we're very pleased with the financial outcome. I think that was a great result for our shareholders. Those funds, the circa $100 million of cash coming in, will supplement our fund requirements to construct on our strategy of building state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities and distribution channels. Warrnambool obviously is over. We've sold out. We are looking at opportunities for consolidation if these opportunities occur. But importantly, we're focused on building our own market share in the great markets of China, Japan, Korea, Southeast Asia.
So you're not looking at bigger?
Well, we're pursuing our own strategies for growth in those great markets.
Just finally, is the federal government, in your view, doing enough to support Australia's food industry and to help build national champions in this area? SPC at Mona is seeking government assistance at the moment. It wants $50 million from the federal and the Victorian governments to upgrade its product development facilities. The federal government is sounding a little cool on this idea. What do you think about the government's enthusiasm for this kind of support for the industry, and does it need to be more enthusiastic?
Well, I mean, personally speaking, I don't believe in government dishing out cash to companies to fix issues internally. I believe government's role is to apply policy and an industry framework for growth, particularly in export markets. Free trade agreements is an example of good government policy work. You know, a free trade agreement in China and Japan and the likes is what governments should be about. Flexibility in work conditions and the environment for that. The dairy industry, certainly Murray Goulburn is not looking for cash from the government. We're looking for policy framework support.
All right, Gary Helou, thank you very much for joining us again on Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Gary Helou is Chief Executive of the Victorian Dairy Cooperative Murray Goulburn. Murray Goulburn lost its bid to buy Warrnambool Cheese and Butter. That prize has gone to the Canadian dairy giant Saputo instead.